And welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, more land, more sports. What's up, Carwin?
Hey, what's happening, Vincent? Not much.
We got Carwin back on the show, man. We've had Thomas Tyree host on the hop last couple times, but we got Carwin back on the show. Carwin, it's good to have you back, man.
Hey, good to be back. It's been a while, guys, but football's back, and we're back better than ever, ready to kick things off this week.
Yeah, for week two now. I'm trying to book this Miami trip, bro.
Hey, don't forget to buy my ticket.
I mean, shoot, come out. Ooh, Josh Jacobs is out this Sunday. Do you have Kenyon Drake on any teams?
I did, and then I dropped him.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I dropped him in the church league, because I thought that because when I dropped him, Eckler popped up on the injury report as a DNP for 2 days, so I picked up his backup and I dropped Drake for his backup. Drake got picked up like the next day.
Yeah, Kenyon Drake will be starting, but I don't like his matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, actually,
but I mean, if Singletary can get 70 yards, why couldn't Kenyon Drake do that? You know.
Yeah. Hey, you think Singletary is going to have more than 8 carries this weekend?
They play Miami? Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Miami's a team that you don't have to throw 50 times against. But, like, yeah. Pittsburgh's a little different.
Yeah, that was an easy prop. I took that.
Yeah, 8 carries. I mean, is Zach Moss coming back?
Oh, I don't know, but even if he does, I don't see why they both couldn't get 8-plus carries.
Bro, it's the Bills, bro. They throw more than anybody.
Yeah, they do, but, I mean, 8 carries, that's not many carries.
Yeah, I mean, James Robinson only had 5, so.
Josh Allen could get 8 carries by himself.
Yeah. But anyway, Carwin, how about your Washington football team taking the dub against the Giants?
I mean, I've been told everybody that Heinicke was a quality starter in this league. I knew what I needed to know when I saw him against Tampa. And you saw what Tampa did to opposing offenses. So if Heinicke could do that, he already showed me something. So Heinicke, as long as he's starting for the rest of the season, there's a good chance that Washington can beat out Dallas for the top spot.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to give Philadelphia any credit?
They played a really bad team. I like what I saw, but if they beat the Niners, at least make a quick, that'll show me.
Yeah, it'll definitely turn some heads then, huh? All right. Well, this is our week two prediction show. Oh, by the way, Carl, would you have had the football team winning or the Giants?
Football team. I don't like Daniel Jones, even though he did play well last night.
Me too. I thought the football team could have covered 3.5. I thought the over under 40 was a little disrespectful, though.
Yeah, super low.
Yeah. So you got the New Orleans Saints. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, God, he was yelling on the sidelines.
Daniel Jones, I know, because he kept throwing the ball to Slate
and Sterling Shepard, and I started Shepard. That worked out.
I'll tell you what, I wish I would have gave Shepard a chance, man. He is looking like a top target.
Yeah. You can still take a chance on him. I got him. What you want?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not trading for him. Anyway. So this is our prediction show for week two. We got the New Orleans Saints visiting the Carolina Panthers. This will be the Saints' first road game, but you may as well call it their second road game, as they had to play their first game of the year in Jacksonville against the Packers. The Saints are a 3.5-point favorite. I think the Saints can cover that. And then you have the over-under 44.5, and I think that game can go over. I don't know. Jameis Winston impressed me. I feel like Carolina's still trying to figure things out. I don't like how they narrowly beat the Jets by 5 last week. I thought the Saints cover would have been like maybe 6.5, maybe 5.5. But yeah, I got the Saints one in this game. What about you, Carwin, in this NFC South matchup?
Yeah, I got I got the Saints winning this game, but not by much, though. I say they're gonna win by a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. So you would take Saints 3.5?
Yeah, I'd take it.
Would you take the over under 44.5?
44?
44.5.
Yeah, I'd take the under.
Take the under? You don't think Carolina could score a lot? You think this would be a low scoring game?
Yeah, I mean, you only put up 16 points against the Jets, and the Saints stopped Green 19. Bay to 3. Oh, 19. Oh, yeah, 19 to the Jets. And the Saints hold Green Bay to 6 points. So, or was it 3 points? Did Green Bay score 3 or 6?
3. But, yeah, I mean, they put up 38, though.
Yeah, but that still would be the under. So, I don't know. I'd rather take
it. 38 for 19?
No. So I was saying when they played Green Bay, that was still the under, even though they put up 38. So you're saying
that Carolina wouldn't be able to put up many points?
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna put up many points.
Okay,
I can see it being like 27 at the huh. Like,
I was gonna say, do you want to do scores too?
Oh, I didn't know that you alienated that out.
Yeah, I didn't. When I did my prediction show last week, I forgot to do scores.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like doing scores, but if you want to boot it, you can.
No, scores. Yeah, scores.
Okay. I was going to say, I could see it being 27 to 13. That's still the Saints scoring a lot of points, but that would be 40 points, and that would be the under.
Yeah. All right, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. This is going to be, you know, this is a little early, but this is going to be my we're not going to get cute here game. It's the Houston Texans versus the Cleveland Browns. Then again, Tyrod Taylor has something to play for in this game, if you think about it. Tyrod Taylor was the last quarterback to start for the Browns before Baker Mayfield. You know, Baker's rookie year, Tyrod started. UJ. Yeah, Tyrod started, but Baker finished the year. So, this could be a little motivation for Tyrod Taylor. I think the 13-point spread's a little bit much. Moneyline is minus 700, so you'd have to bet $700 to win 100 if you're betting on the Browns. That's terrible. Over-under is 48. I think this game will go over. But I think the Browns can win this one. I'm going to say 30 to 23 Browns. Actually, you know what? For this being a we're not going to get cute here game, I'm going to change that and move that to another game. So basically, when I say we're not going to get cute here, that means like that's my lock of the week.
Yeah, I know what game you're talking about.
You know, I think I should give the Texans a little bit more respect.
Yeah, I think it's going to be different from what we saw last year when we picked over. The weather should be nicer. And the Browns offense is still up and running really well with that strong running game. And the Texans, they pleasantly surprised me last week with how well they were able to score against Jacksonville. So I think I can see the Browns getting off to a really hot start, and then Jacksonville coming from behind. I mean, not Jacksonville. Houston coming from behind, getting a lot of garbage points and making it go over. So I'll say 31-21 Browns.
All right. It's a good prediction. I can honestly see that happening. Next, we got the Cincinnati Bengals visiting the Chicago Bears. I think the Bears are the favorite here. The Bears are a 2.5-point favorite. Over under is 45.
I took the Bengals.
I took the Bengals too. I think the Bengals have a much better offense, and I feel like Chicago's defense isn't what it was 2-3 years ago. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I hope Allen Robinson has a good game now.
You got him?
I hope Jamar Chase has an even better game.
Yeah, I have Allen Robinson in one league.
Okay. You know I'm rooting for Jamar, though. Who was named the Rookie of the Week, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you won't take him off my hands. But, yeah, so this matchup, the Bengals pulled off a surprising come-from-behind win in OT against the Vikings last week. Joe Burrow hadn't played in a long time, being out with that torn ACL. He started off kind of shaky, but then he picked it up. He and Jamar picked up where they left off at LSU. And the Bengals, they have a good bevy of weapons on offense with Joe Mixon and CJ Uzoma, Vincent's boy, and then you got Jamar, Boyd, T. Higgins. You know, they can beat you many different ways.
They don't need AJ Green.
Yeah, they definitely don't. Yeah, they can. Now, last week, I mean, they played through the run. Mixon had like almost 30 touches, and they could either beat you that way, or Burrow can throw the ball 30 plus times to those different skilled receivers that he has on offense. And Andy Dalton, he's probably going to be playing with some extra motivation going up against the Bengals, a team that drafted him that he played for 6 years. And
oh, or maybe it was more than that.
Eight or nine years. And I just don't think that he's going to be able to hold off that offense. And I don't think that defense is going to be able to keep off that offense. I do think eventually Dalton will be put on the bench for Fields. It's just, I think it's inevitably going to happen. Montgomery, I think
sooner rather than later.
Yeah, Montgomery, he's fine. I think he'll have a good rushing game. If he can do that against the Rams, which is a top defense in this league, I don't see why he couldn't do it against the Bengals. Dude, so
I would have drafted Montgomery over Zeke Elliott. Good God.
All right, it's a little too soon. To
him and Mixon.
It's too soon to say that. Wait, Mixon did fine. Oh, you're saying you wish you'd have drafted Mixon?
Yeah, over Elliott.
Oh, okay. You haven't ever been a Mixon fan though, so you changed your mind on Mixon now?
I used to have him in a league the year before Burrow got there. And he just the offensive line was really, really bad.
Oh,
the Maryland kicker missed a 32-yarder.
Vincent Mixon fan, but yeah, I think it. But I do think it can go over since, you know, just because I kind of like the Bengals offense, so I can see it being 26-21, and then that's the over right there.
I love the Bengals offense. I love it more than the Ravens offense. They have so much on that team. It's ridiculous. Dang.
Yeah, but you guys have Andrews.
He's good. I don't know. I just think Cincinnati's offense is going to be more fun to watch this year.
Yeah.
Like, I get tired of seeing run after run. I saw enough of that when I was in high school, run after run.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not relevant.
Oh, Cole Kmet. I forgot to mention him. Shut up. Cole Kmet. All right, go ahead.
No, Cole Kmet was in my top five guys to pick up in fantasy this week.
What?
Like top five, like not like
tight ends,
but like so like I put so like number one I put like Elijah Mitchell / Trey Sermon if he's not scratched. Then I did Tim Patrick / KJ Hamler because of Jerry Jeudy's absence. Huh?
Where's Gainwell at?
Nah, he didn't make my top five. You know, I did pick him up. Then I did Cole Kmet because, you know, people need tight ends, like a consistent tight end. I think Cole Kmet can be that guy. Then I did Sammy Watkins because he's playing against his former team, and he looked pretty good last week. Then I did Kirk Cousins.
I picked him up. I threw him in my flex spot in one of my leagues.
Who, Kirk Cousins?
No, Watkins.
Oh, Watkins. Yeah, because look, he's playing against his former team. The Ravens are going to have to pass because they're going to be trailing in this game. And I kind of hope they do. I have a bet on the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs in a couple parlays, -3.5. But I'm gonna be rooting for them Ravens. But like, if the Chiefs win and they win me a parlay, oh, I'm gonna be a happy mother. I gotta be clean on this show. But yeah, getting off topic now. Yeah, I got the Bengals winning this game. I think this could be like a 24-17 type of battle. I think this game might go under. I can't see the Bears doing a whole lot. Even though, like you said, Dalton might have some motivation against his former team, but I don't know. I just didn't like the way Dalton played last week. It is a tough Rams team. It's Aaron Donald. It's Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of guys. So.
And they got Goodwin.
Yeah, they got Marquise Goodwin. I didn't even know he was playing for them.
Yeah, me neither.
I took his
player prop for him to get 2 catches.
He should get that.
Dang it, you went out. Say that again.
I said he should get that.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad.
2 catches? He led the team in catches last week.
Yeah, I'm glad I took it. I'm surprised you didn't take that. Yeah.
I don't look at player props. I just look at the game results, first halves, over-unders. I like to do more, but, you know, DraftKings doesn't really let you do all that fancy stuff. Anyway. Oh, one more thing to be around. How about your boy McKissick? Does he make you feel better down the stretch?
You mean like down the like to close out games down the stretch? Oh, for fantasy? Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't like what I saw in week 1, week 2. Maybe things will look up with Heinicke at quarterback. I feel like Heinicke likes to throw it to him and McLaurin. Yeah. So I guess I do feel a little bit better about it. Looking back at it. Sorry, Gibson owners. This is why I didn't draft him. I told you, Vincent.
I didn't draft Gibson.
Oh, okay.
I went against him in my league. Thank goodness he didn't play that well.
I kept telling everybody, I said, Gibson only plays well when he plays the Cowboys. I don't remember him having any other good games besides when he played the Cowboys.
All right.
I don't. I really don't.
All right, next game, Los Angeles Rams are hosting the Colts. I'm really surprised the Rams are only a 3.5-point favorite, considering the Seattle Seahawks were like a 2.5-point favorite, and they kind of beat the Colts in a good fashion, you know?
Yeah, maybe Yahoo knew something we don't. It's a little fishy.
I'm looking at ESPN, but like everybody's spread's practically the same.
Just like, I know this is a completely different sport, but just like that one time you and I thought for sure the Nuggets were going to beat the Raptors, and we were like, this is weird, because the Nuggets were like...
Oh, I remember that crap.
Yeah, Ron.
We were like, why are the Nuggets a 3-point favorite?
Yeah, I know.
And then they ended up getting blown out.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe Yahoo knows something we don't. Watch the Colts win.
They might. I mean, they are at home, so...
Yeah.
But I think the Rams can cover... And I think this game will go over. I got the Rams. I think they can win this game. I would say 30-24. No. I'll go 20. I think Wentz will struggle in this game a little bit. I'm going to say 30-20 Rams.
Well, I'm taking the under. I don't like the Colts. I don't like Wentz.
You don't like Jay really Taylor good. And 99s?
I do. But it's going to take more than that to convince me to do it over. I mean, Wentz couldn't. He couldn't throw it to his receivers. I mean, he threw both his touchdowns went to Pascal, but he targeted his running backs 20-plus times. I don't know how many games you're going to win like that. Pittman didn't do anything, and I had high hopes for him. So, and the Seahawks secondary is definitely shreddable. They don't have this super top, you know, defense. So that was discouraging to see Wentz do that. And the Rams have an even better defense than the Seahawks do. So with that being said, I don't really like Wentz's chances at performing that much better than he did last week. So I'm going to say the under, and the Rams is going to win 30 to 14. Yeah, 30-14. No, I'll do 30-13.
13, okay.
Same amount of points as scored last week.
All right. Next is like the least interested game. The least interesting game, in my opinion. It is if you like rookies, though. You have Denver Broncos going against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, you know, you got Trevor Lawrence, Pat Surtain. My prediction for this game is that Patrick Surtain is going to have a pick six this game. That's my bold prediction. Broncos are favored by 6. Over under is 45. I can see this game going under. I think the Broncos will win this game. I'm gonna give it to them. I'm gonna say 23-17.
Okay.
Broncos. I think they'll cover the spread evenly.
Not really too much to say. Broncos are gonna cover. Lawrence, he's still growing as a rookie. Had a rough out in week one against the Texans. Broncos have a pretty solid defense based off of what I've seen. Bridgewater, he's not gonna wow you with a bunch of impressive numbers, but his conservative playing style will keep them from having turnovers. And that coupled with their good defense just seems like a recipe to win against the rookie. But I do advise, I do like Marvin Jones in this matchup just because I think that Lawrence is going to end up throwing the ball 50 times again, because I don't think they're going to want to establish the run against the Broncos. And I can see Jones Jr. getting me 6 catches for 75 yards and a touchdown. So, but yeah, I say Broncos won this game 23-10.
Yeah, I'm not messing around with James Robinson this week for fantasy. I'm putting him on the bench.
And that sucks to say, because some people picked him as their, you know, their with their third pick.
Yeah, like me. When ETN went down, I thought that was the guy, man.
You're telling me I reached in one of my drafts for Gus because I thought I was going to have him for the whole year. I thought I got my, like, I stole myself an RB1, and then look, didn't even get to play in the season game
yet. Yeah, this is why I'm, like, not big on, like, Tyson Williams, because we're signing too many guys and we're activating too many guys. I feel like Tyson's not going to be that dominant guy to get so many carries a game, you know?
Yeah.
You're better off just trying to get a running back off the waiver wire that's coming in for a guy that's injured, like an Elijah Mitchell. Now, watch Elijah Mitchell not even do anything. It's going to be the Jermichael Hasty show.
Yeah.
These Trace NFL food. Teams do not care about your fantasy teams.
How much your Eckler?
No, I'm not giving him up.
Huh? What are you saying?
Wait, how much were Eckler?
No. You were saying how these NFL people don't care about your fantasy teams, and I said unless you're Eckler.
Yeah. Well, I mean like coaches, like Urban Meyer doesn't care if James Robinson is in your starting lineup. That's what I mean.
Yeah, he probably agrees.
I mean, the players don't give a damn either, but they gotta realize that with fantasy and sports betting, that's the reason why more people are watching them.
Yeah.
I guarantee but, you, if I didn't play fantasy football, I wouldn't know who guys like Darnell Mooney is. You know, I wouldn't know Darnell Mooney. You know, I wouldn't know Kenneth Gainwell. I wouldn't know Elijah Mitchell. You know,
would you know CJ Uzoma?
Probably not. Well, no, I probably would, because he plays for a division rival. So,
oh, okay, would you know Dawson Knox?
Probably not. But honestly, if it's AFC teams, I might know them. But if it's NFC personnel, you know. Like, I wouldn't know Rondale Moore.
I wouldn't know, you know.
Hopkins.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, I'm getting off topic again. Buffalo Bills are hosting the Miami Dolphins. I think this will be a close game. I think the Bills can cover the 3.5-point spread. Over-under is 47.5. I think that game will go under. I got the Bills winning this game. I'm going to go with 24-20. Excuse me.
All right. Yeah, I got the Bills winning this too, bouncing back from that tough week one loss against the Steelers, which was a really stingy defense. TJ Watt looking like a defensive player of the year candidate. Wait, did he win it last year?
I thought he did.
Did?
Go ahead and make your point, bro. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, playing against who has the looks of a defensive player of the year candidate, TJ Watt. And I do think
it was Aaron Donald.
I knew it had to be one of those two. Oh yeah, this year is looking like TJ Watt is primed to be able to win it. He held out for a little bit in camp to get himself a nice payday, good contract, and it came to fruition, and he definitely showed up and proved his worth. And I do think that the Bills are going to have an easier time against Miami's defense than they did against the Steelers, and I expect Josh Allen to bounce back this week with 315 yards passing and 50 yards rushing. And I can see it going over just because the Bills, you know, let's not forget that they were the number two overall offense last year, and I expect them to pick up where they left off in this matchup. And Miami, with them having Waddle on that team, him being explosive, and Devontae Parker being healthier, Gesicki, Gaskin, I can see it, you know, going a little bit back and forth. So I think it can go over the 4th week. So I say Bills 30-26 Bills.
Okay. You know, I'm worried about Myles Gaskin this week. He looked fine last week, but I feel like if Najee Harris struggled against the Bills' run defense, I feel like Myles Gaskin will too.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't like how he only had 9 rushing attempts against the Bills.
Yeah.
In a game as low scoring as that, and he only had 9 rushing attempts.
Yeah.
So like, that's kind of my concern. I thought James Robinson and Myles Gaskin could be like my sleepers, you know, but, you know, for right now, it doesn't look like I can really trust either of them right now. Oh, you know, Will Fuller's out for the 2nd game in a row.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, undisclosed personal reason.
Personal matter, yeah. Well, yeah. Technically, it's the 7th game in a row if you include last year. But
apparently, Flores said he doesn't know when or if he's returning to the team this year. I don't know
I guess he's waiting for Deshaun Watson to get traded first.
I don't know. Something.
Yeah, no, that's really concerning, especially like, you know, but it kind of made things it'll make things easier for me. For like, I got Waddle in a couple leagues, so I have a team where I have Waddle and Fuller, so that sucks. Like, then just think, you're like, okay, I'm gonna get Will Fuller, he's only gonna be out for 1 game. Now it's 2. For all we know, it could be 17, bro.
I know that guy is a headache, I tell you.
Next game, it's another AFC East matchup. Not looking forward to it. Well, actually, I am, because it's 2 rookies playing against each other. You have Mac Jones and New England Patriots against the New York Jets, led by Zach Wilson. I think the Patriots will win this game. I think a 6-point spread's an appropriate cover. And I honestly think a 43-point spread's an appropriate cover, too. My neighbor's making a lot of noise. I got the New England Patriots winning this game. I'm going to go 23-20. I think they narrowly beat out the Jets.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough task for Zach, considering Belichick has a history of shutting down rookie QBs. And Zach, he got off to a slow start last week against the Panthers defense, even though he picked it up in the second half. So I don't see it getting any easier for him against Belichick's defense. And I think the Jets defense is definitely doable for Mac Jones to continue to progress with his passing. And he definitely played a little more conservative in his first NFL start, with not throwing the ball really downfield too much. And I can kind of see him, you know, kind of get the training wheels off a little more and look to push the ball down the field more against the Jets. And really, I mean, that game was all for the Patriots to take last week. They just made dumb mistakes and turnovers in the most inopportune times, so, which is usually uncharacteristic when it comes to Belichick coach teams. So as long as the Patriots take care of the ball in crunch time, they should definitely be able to beat this Jets team. And I think it's going to be 21-18 Patriots. All right.
So we both have 3-point games.
Yeah.
All right. Next on our list, we got quite a bit of games to go. We're going to pick this up a little bit. You got the San Francisco 49ers hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Vegas is expecting this game to be close. I just don't think it'll be that close. And it might be close for a little bit, but like towards the end, I feel like the 49ers can pull away. They're -3. Over-under is 49.5. I just think the 49ers have a better team. I'd like to see Trey Lance play this game, though. But this is a good test for the Eagles. If they do win this game, You know, don't look now, but the Eagles are coming. I like Hurts more than Garoppolo. I like Miles Sanders. Elijah Wish is okay. I like Devontae Smith. I like Debo, too. I'm looking forward. I got some fantasy implications for this game, Carwin.
I got Hurts and Debo.
I got Hurts, Sanders, Debo, and Mitchell. Excuse me, and Smith.
Oh, yeah, Smith.
But give me the 49ers on this one. I think they'll win this game 27-23.
Okay. All right. Jalen Hurts, he definitely impressed me last week. Oh, baby, against the Falcons D. He looked poised. He used his legs. He's throwing to guys that aren't fully established as, you know, a clear-cut number one receiver yet, so he has to go through his progressions and his motions. I do think eventually Devontae Smith will separate himself as a true number one receiver. Based off of his encouraging performance last week, but too soon to say that quite yet. He has Goddard. The run game was really moving last week with Miles Sanders and Gainwell and Jalen Hurts himself with over 60 yards on the ground, and he's definitely going to have his hands a little more full with the Niners defense and the Falcons with people back there like Bosa and the linebacker Fred. So if Hurts, I mean, even if he doesn't even win the game, if he can keep it close and delivers an encouraging performance, then I'll definitely be able to take the Eagles more seriously in that lowly NFC East division. But with the Niners, Shanahan is a good offensive-minded coach. They run the ball really well. No matter who's back there, whether it's weak knees, Hasty, a lot. We have yet to see Trey Sermon. They seem to always have a good rushing attack, and they
no matter who they throw out there, it's ridiculous.
I know. And even though Ayuk isn't bad, didn't play last week, I think he'll be out there this week. You still have Debo, top four tight end, Kittle, as long as Garoppolo doesn't turn the ball over, which I know he's known to do. Niners should definitely be able to win this game. And I said it's going to be 28-21 Niners.
All right. Las Vegas Raiders are going to Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh will win this game. They're 5.5-point favorites. The line moved up to 6.5. Wow. Over-under is 47. I think the Steelers will play a lot better defensively than the Ravens did this week against this Raiders team. I feel like the Raiders were just really fired up for their first game of the year. Wow, Marcus Mariota's out? Excuse me. That's crazy that Marcus Mariota's out. I remember he led the game with like a 30-yard rush. Did you watch that Ravens game?
Yeah, I did, remember? I started falling asleep in overtime, but I saw everything else.
Monday night. Are you off Monday? Oh, you were coming. That's right. That's right. You were in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You were watching with the family. Yeah, but yeah, I got the Steelers winning this game. I think they're gonna go off to an 0-2 start. I feel like the Raiders aren't as good as advertised. I think they're good, but I don't think they'll beat Pittsburgh. I hope they do. I hope they do, but I don't think they will though.
Yeah.
I feel like they can cover the spread. I'm gonna go Pittsburgh 27-23.
Okay. Yeah, I think the Steelers win this game as well. Again, top tier defense against Raiders offense that only has one weapon, maybe two at the most. I think the Steelers will be able to establish the run game better than they could try to do against the Bills last week because the Raiders, their run defense is average at best. So I think Najee will be able to adjust to the NFL level a little more easier playing against a defense like the Raiders. And I do see him having his first NFL touchdown this week, and I think he'll have himself an easier time and a much better day against the Raiders defense. And with how good that Steelers defense is, I just feel like the Raiders only relying on Waller it just won't be enough. I think Waller, he'll get his numbers, but Jacobs is also out. And Ruggs, for some reason, he still isn't progressing to what I expected him to be. He had one big play last week against the Ravens, and I'm going to need to see more consistency, more targets, and more catches for me to believe in him being able to be a reliable option outside.
Ryan Edwards looked better than him.
Right, so I just need to see more out of him to believe he's going to be another reliable option outside of Waller, which I feel like is what they're going to need in the long haul. So,
freaking love Waller, man.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I took his player prop too. You think he can get 6+ catches?
Yes. Are you kidding me? Yes. That's all they throw it to. He had 19 targets.
Exactly.
He's getting 6 catches, bro. He might get that in the first half.
Yeah, I took that player prop. But, yeah, and then the Steelers, they play, like I said, play good defense, run the ball. I feel like if they get out to a healthy lead, they're going to try and keep the ball on the ground, and it's going to keep it from being too high scoring. So, I'm going to say 21-16 Steelers.
All right, so I see you got a little low scoring, grinded out type of game, huh?
I say 26-16 Steelers instead.
Okay. All right, that's fair. All right, you got Minnesota versus 4 o'clock games. Visiting Arizona. I got Arizona winning this game. They're only 3.5-point favorites. I think they should be a little bit higher than that. Maybe by 1 or 2 points. Over-under is 50.5. Give me the over on that one, baby. I got the Cardinals winning this game. No, I'm going to go 30. I'm going to go 30-24. I think both offenses are going to do well this game. I know they kind of shut down Derrick Henry last week, but I think Dalvin Cook can have a bounce back week this game.
Yeah, right. Yes, definitely see this being a high-scoring game. Both offenses score pretty well. I think the Cardinals' offense has taken even more of a leap this year than it did last year. It just seems like it's better and better each year. Kyler's second year, they won more games than they did their first year. So I can see them winning more games their third year than in their second year, especially with the way, if he keeps playing the way he played week one against the Titans. It's going to be, it's probably the toughest division of football, but I can definitely see them making that leap to the, at least getting to the playoffs this year. And they have a good pass rush with Watt and Chandler Jones, and a decent secondary with Buda Baker in the back. And the Vikings defense is I remember when the Vikings used to have a good defense like 4 years ago, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah, all those linebackers, Kendricks, and Harrison Smith. I think those guys are still there, right?
Yeah.
Remember they used to have Xavier Rhodes when he was good.
Yeah, and Trey Waynes.
But yeah, when those guys were good, yeah.
But yeah, I think Kyler and the company and Hopkins are going to be able to put up some good points against the Vikings. And no, the Vikings are no slouch on offense either, definitely with Jefferson, Thielen, Dalvin Cook. So I do think with both of those offenses being really well, playing really well, I see it going over. But still, I do think the Cardinals will cover. So I say they're going to be 36-26 Cardinals.
All right. I picked up Rondale Moore in the league, man.
This is so many other receivers besides Hopkins. You don't know if it's going to be Kirk or that guy one day, or maybe one day AJ Green gets it on the action.
Yeah, they're loaded, man. Kyler Murray has no excuse to not make the playoffs this year. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, actually, he doesn't have an excuse. He plays in the toughest division.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him that. Seahawks, 49ers, Rams, that's tough.
Yeah, if they don't make the playoffs this year, Kingsbury is going to be on a really short leash. He may even actually get fired, in fact.
Yeah, we'll see. They just can't, blow it like they did last year.
Yeah.
Our next game, this is going to be, we're not going to get cute here, game. Tampa Bay, they're hosting the Falcons, 12.5-point favorite. My thing is, it is a division game. Anything can happen. Over under 51. The Buccaneers are breaking the over by themselves. No, I'm just kidding. I got the Buccaneers winning. I'm gonna go 38. I'm gonna go 38-20.
Hey, that was mine.
Was wow. It really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I already got Buccaneers 38-20, bro.
I already had it in my head. Alright. I got
even though, I don't like double digit point spreads, but
yeah. All right, I'll do one better. I'll go 42-21 Tampa.
That's fair. I just hope Pitts and Ridley and Ryan can figure it out. I hope Mike Davis does too. I got Mike Davis in a couple leagues. Cordell Patterson doesn't mess with his snaps, man.
I just hope Antonio Brown has a good game. I got him going, so I'm sure he will.
Oh, this game I'm really looking forward to. Dallas and Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be up there with the Cardinals and Vikings for highest scoring game of the week.
I think this was honestly the toughest game for me to choose from, as the Chargers are 3.5-point favorites. Dallas can definitely win this game,
right?
But the Cowboys have no pass rush.
They don't have anything. Except for Trey.
They just lost Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah. Eckler.
So, yeah, Eckler needs to go off. Herbert needs to go off. Keenan Allen, best believe, he better go off. But Dallas's offense is going to go off, too. Which is why I think Dallas has a chance. But I'm going to give over-under 55. Give me the over on that one. Give me the over. I got the Chargers winning this game 37-34.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely
going to be, isn't it?
Yeah. It's definitely going to be a higher scoring game, seeing as Dallas has little to no defense. Both teams have good offense, got good QBs, good weapons on offense, good running backs. So I really don't see any reason why both teams don't put up a high scoring display of offensive points. You had, with receivers like them on both sides of the ball, with the Chargers on the offense. And definitely. I can see both breaking 30, so I'll go 36-30 Chargers. No. Actually, I'm going to go 36-30 Dallas. It's about time they win a game.
Okay. What do you mean about time they win a game?
Against a good team.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Tennessee Titans are visiting the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks are 6.5-point favorites. Over-under is 54. I'm taking the over. I was not impressed with the Titans last week. I don't think anybody was. I was more surprised with them.
Yeah.
That they got their butts whooped like that.
I'm highly disappointed, especially being me as a Julio owner that took him as a bargain in a lot of leagues.
Dude, Chester Rogers is the leading receiver right now in Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, not at all. Yeah, give me the Seahawks on with this matchup. And I didn't realize that the Titans lost their offensive coordinator to the Titans. So I'm sure we're still trying to get used to life without Arthur Smith calling the plays. I didn't realize that he was that integral to their offense. But they should figure it out sooner than later. I mean, they just have too high octane receivers and running back, and Tannehill's proven to be a productive quarterback. They got to figure it out at some point, but it just won't be this week. And you know, Russell, he always starts off hot. It's kind of hard to bet against Russell when he's starting off in the season. Usually about his first 8 to 9 games, Russell does plays lights out, and then he'll start to fall off. So as of right now, for the next few weeks, you just want to keep betting on Russell. And you know, Metcalf, Lockett, Chris Carson, I can see Russell building off his great performance last week and putting it on the Titans just as much as Kyler put it on him last week. The Titans defense is still very vulnerable, as it's been for the last couple of years, and the Seattle's going to take advantage of that. So give me Seattle 35 to 20.
All right, give me Seattle. Give me Seattle 31. Give me Tennessee 24.
Okay, I can see that.
All right. And then we got the Sunday night game, Kansas City and Baltimore. I got Kansas City winning. They're better than us. We're never gonna beat them. You know, I feel like as long as Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce are on the same team, we're never going to beat them.
Yeah.
They're just that better than us. And every time we play them, we just can't seem to get our act together. It's like we play flawlessly against other teams. We play our best. But then, like, it's like a mind control type of deal whenever we play against them. It's like we're intimidated by them. We have nobody. We don't have our second corner. We don't have our third corner. We don't have a couple of linemen. We don't have a good line, period. We don't have our first three running backs. We just don't have, you know. I hope we win. I just don't think we will. Lamar, we just gotta hope that he doesn't fumble as much like he did last week. But he played fairly well. Who's going to guard Tyreek Hill? Marlon Humphrey?
Take more than that. Apparently the Ravens.
Who's going to guard Mecole Hardman on the other side?
Yeah.
Anthony Averett? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. It's not looking good for the Ravens, I tell you.
Give me the Chiefs on this one. Give me the Chiefs 33 to 23. Yeah.
33-23.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs on this one. Mahomes is just too good at QB. Their offense is too prolific, too unstoppable. I mean, how do you have, you got the best receiver and the best tight end on the same team with the best quarterback. I mean, that's a deadly trio right there. How do you stop that?
That's the best trio of all time.
And it's not, definitely not going to be stopped by the Ravens, who've lost two of their top corners. So, it's not going to happen.
Well, Jimmy might come back this week.
Well,
he can come back. I'm not gonna count on it though.
Yeah, we can come back all he wants. It's still ain't happening. And Hill, he's gonna have himself a field day again, faster than everybody on the field at all times. Kelsey, he's just too fluid and smooth and quick against linebackers. He's a mismatch for whoever's guarding him. He moves just like a receiver and can still block like a tight end. And He's just always open. And Mahomes, he's got, you know, just has unmatched chemistry with them. And Lamar, he's still trying to grow as a passer. He's still very deadly running the ball, as he showed last week. He just has to not fumble at crucial moments. They're going to put up a fight as much as they can. They usually do. The Ravens are a well-coached team, and they're tough, but I just don't think that they're going to prevail against this team. And I think it's going to be 36-28.
All right. Well, at least you have them losing by a possession.
Yeah.
Last but not least, well, this is least. I'm not interested in this game at all. It's the Detroit Lions going against Green Bay, and this is the Monday night game. Out of all the games you could have chosen, you make this the Monday night game, Carwin.
Yeah.
I guess this is from a historical standpoint, but seriously, you could have made Minnesota and Arizona. You could have made Dallas and Los Angeles. You could have made Tennessee
and
Seattle. Even the
Eagles and the Niners, that would have been a fun to watch.
Yeah, Niners and Eagles, you could have made that the Sunday night. Hell, Rams and Colts, that would have been fun to watch, you know. Ooh. That would have been a cool Monday night. Hell, you could have put the Bills and the Dolphins. That would have been all right.
Mm-hmm. Both teams,
you know. Vegas, Pittsburgh, but you probably don't want to give Vegas two Monday night games in a row. Yeah. But, like, out of all the games you could have chosen for Monday night, come on now. Why are we showing this game on Monday night? Because Jamal Williams is playing against his former team? Come on now.
But I do think it'll be a scoring game, though, just because the Detroit's down there with one of the worst teams in the league, and they're going to be playing from behind like they did against the Niners. And Green Bay got the MVP, who's got to bounce back from a pretty bad, horrendous loss last week. And I can see Green Bay putting it on them pretty bad on offense to start off. And then Detroit, garbage time, Goff, Hockenson, Jamal Williams. So give me a high-scoring game here, 37-26.
Dude, I don't like how Jamal Williams is questionable. So is D-Swift. They're both questionable.
Yeah,
that's dangerous, because I think I want to start Jamal Williams in my flex spot.
I have to in my one league, because I lost Mustard and Cuss for the whole season. So I'm
That's what somebody in our league did too. He had Mustard and Gus.
So I'm literally down to starting backups.
It's too bad you didn't have Kenyon Drake on your team.
Yeah. I mean, at least I have McCaffrey. I guess he scores enough points for both running back spots.
Oh, you got McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you complaining for?
Because I want an RB2 to pair with him. It's all right.
Well, you got Jamal Williams, so.
Yeah.
All right, we've covered just about every game. Hey, what do you think? You think Aaron Rodgers?
Wait, you didn't say you're. I didn't.
Oh,
well, if you did.
Oh, I got the Packers winning 30-10.
10-10.
No, okay. No. 30-17. You know what? I'll do 30-17.
I guess it's a little better. All right, fine.
You know I'm not a Lions guy.
All right, 30-20. What were you about to say?
Aaron Rodgers didn't want to be there anymore.
I don't know. I feel like he doesn't. I feel like
he just playing looks like
he doesn't have a care in the world.
Like he didn't give a you know, he just looked like he didn't care.
He didn't. He didn't care in the world. He couldn't wait to get back home to Shailene Woodley. That's what it looked like he was doing.
No, it was Danica Patrick.
No, he's been split from Danica Patrick. But, yeah, yeah, he needs a change of scenery. I think that relationship is just so fractured that it's messing with his mentality. He's not focusing, and he just doesn't have the passion to play for that franchise. Not the franchise, but for that management. I don't think he has anything against the franchise itself, or the fans, or the players. Just strictly the management, and you know, I think he just needs to change the scenery, and he'll probably be playing for the Giants.
Yeah. What's your lock of the week, Carlin?
Definitely.
Mine's Tampa Bay.
Yeah, mine's the Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like the Vikings at all?
I do, but I just think the Cardinals are just too high powered.
And Beilen can put something together.
No, they will, but I just think the Cardinals are for sure going to win.
Actually,
give me the Chiefs for my lock of the week. My bad.
Oh, come on now. Excuse me. excuse me.
That's a good lock to me.
Sure.
The Ravens don't stand a chance.
Let's hope my parlay stand a chance this weekend. Oh, wait, they always do until one leg messes it up. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did I show you about the other leg parlay I missed? Remember when I did a parlay for Wednesday and we went on a Tuesday? Remember what we talked about? We talked about those Brewers.
Stupid Brewers.
I was predicting for games the day before, and like 5 out of 6 teams won, but one of them didn't. Like, come on.
Did the Cardinals win?
I don't think I put them in the parlay, but they're playing well too. They're trying to get a wild card spot.
Yeah, they usually play pretty well when I pick them in a parlay. They play pretty well. I have a few regrets though for my NFL parlays. Now that you and I are talking, I'm realizing that there's a lot of outcomes that I should have put in a parlay, like the over for the Cardinals and Vikings. I don't remember if I put that in the parlay or not.
Well, we're just going to have to go with what we go with, man. You know?
You got that, don't you?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, Carlin, thanks for joining the show. Hoping to have you back on more often for predictions and recapping the week's action and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first, but it won't be the last. And I will definitely be back before you know it. You know how you and I do. You know, usually we'll go over how well of a prediction that we made, and we usually keep count. And I think I'm gonna get you this week.
So. You might. I mean, always listen to our episodes.
We made most of the same predictions, though. I don't think I picked a team different than any teams you picked that I can't remember. Oh, Dallas. I think that's the only one I did different.
Yeah,
Dallas.
I'm thinking to myself, dang, why was it so easy to pick these games, but it was so hard to put parlays together?
Oh, no, probably because we were doing money line just now.
Yeah.
So, it is a little harder with the spread. Like how you said you didn't really like those double-digit spread, like for the Browns and Texas.
Yeah, I don't like double-digit spreads, bro.
Oh, we also forgot.
Normally, they don't cover.
Yeah.
I remember the Chiefs were a 9.5-point favorite over the Raiders, and they freaking lost.
Yeah, that's one thing about the Chiefs is
they don't cover double-digit spreads.
No, I was going to say it doesn't seem like they ever cover their spreads, period. Because it seems to me like whenever the Chiefs win, they win a closer game. I don't remember the last time the Chiefs blew out a team except for the Jets last year. Because even when they played the Panthers,
That was a close game, and they hardly beat them.
Yeah, they barely beat them. I remember I picked the Panthers to cover. I was like, oh, yeah, that was an easy cover right there.
So
yeah, next door neighbor's throwing a party. I'm going to see what the hell's going on over there.
Yeah, take snaps. Let me know. Don't get too drunk.
Yeah. All right, Carwin. Thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime. I'll see you this Sunday. All right, bye.
Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show. Carwin Towns and I discuss our predictions for the NFL season for week 2. Find out who we have winning and losing, and if we have these teams covering their point spreads. Enjoy the show, guys.